Good morning. Today's daf in Gittin Chav Zayin. We are starting today at the very top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are with the Mishnah and a topic that's discussed twice in Shas, here and in Bav Metzia. Bav Metzia makes perfect sense. The parak dedicated to lost items and returning a lost item, Hashavas Aveda. So over here in Gittin, so we're talking about a lost get. So the lost get discussion occurs twice in Shas, and so this is one of the two times we'll get to hear about it. And what happens is that the get is en route and it gets lost on the way. It happens all the time, I guess. I'm imagining I lose things all the time, so the get's going to get lost, and the question now becomes a question of returning it. So the Mishnah starts off, and maybe get va'abadei menu. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the get is lost? And this is in transit. So that means to say that the get was already written, it was already sent to the shliach, and the shliach now is en route to deliver the get. And he loses it for a period of time. So the Mishnah tells us the following, and that is matzalal to kosher v'im la pasal. Okay. So if he finds it immediately, so that's great. And if he does not find it immediately, so then he cannot deliver it. There obviously needs a lot of explanation over here. Basic definitions of what does that mean immediately? What does that mean after time? Right? The Mishnah over here is giving us time frames, but not really clarifying what those time frames are. That's coming up later today in at the end of today's daf. But also svara. Why? Why is it that if you find it immediately, so you get to deliver it? And if you don't find it immediately, you don't get to deliver it? So we're going to hold off on both points, meaning right now, just know the Mishnah and all the things that need explanation, definition, svara, all that's coming up later in today's daf. Matzah b'chafisa b'dluskama y'makira kosher. Now let's say you find it in a chafisa d'luskama, okay, fanny pack, okay, the sorry, I deserve it for making myself laugh. Okay. If it was in a container, and not just a container, but like in other words, not just a nondescript container, but your container. So if it was in your fanny pack and the lost the fanny pack for a moment, but the get was in your fanny pack. So under those circumstances, you can assume that this is the same get that you lost.
What's okay. The definition of immediate?
Good. You're asking the right question. We're gonna wait. The Gemara is gonna discuss it. Okay. Now, so what we have in the Mishnah over here is a very clear halacha. Regarding what happens if you lost your get. Okay, you wrote the get, you sent it on delivery, and while on delivery, so it gets lost. So for a moment of time, that's fine, balacher zman. But if there was some sort of time lag, so then it's not going to be okay. So what are the concerns? What are the considerations? Okay, so the Mishnah doesn't really say. And so let's start with the Gemara. Okay, yeah, let's start with the Gemara. So, Urim Inu, the Gemara now is going to be challenged based on another Mishnah. So, the Mishnah reads as follows. This is the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. As already pointed out, there's twice in Shas, so we're going to have this discussion over here and in Bav Metzia. So over here, Chav Zayin 27, Bav Metzia 18. Okay, those are your numbers for today, 27 and 18. So this is a Mishnah in Bav Metzia. The Mishnah over there reads, Matzah Gitei Nashim, Shechur Avadim Daitiki, Matanus V'shovrim, Hareza Lo Yachzir. Shani Omer, Ksuvim Hayuv, and Nimlach Aleim, Shalom Litnam. Okay, so the Mishnah over there records the following. Let's say you find a document. Now, the Mishnah over there goes over a number, an assortment of legal documents. And you'll forgive me right now, but I'm not going to go through each one of them and explain each one of them, because over here for today, we're going to be zooming in on the Gittin, on the divorce documents. And there are other documents also being described in that Mishnah over there, but of an assortment of documents that were lost. One of them was Gitei Nashim. So the Mishnah over there in Bav Metzia says that Hareza lo yachzir, that you cannot return it. But the Mishnah doesn't stop there. The Mishnah then goes on to explain, why do you not return it? Now, by the way, not returning means, and if I wasn't clear in the Mishnah, allow me now to be clear, not returning it means not to anybody. Meaning there are two possible people that could have lost a get. In our Mishnah, there are actually three possible people that could have lost a get. Could have been lost by the husband, could have been lost by the wife, or could have been lost by the messenger, by the shliach. Okay, so in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, so right now we'll leave it at two candidates, even though really there could be a third candidate as well. Could have been lost by the husband, could have been lost by the wife. In other words, all we're describing in that Mishnah in Bav Metzia is you found a get, right? You're walking through the street and you found a get. So the Mishnah over there says, do not return it. Shani omrik suvmahayu v'nim lachaleim. Because the Mishnah goes on to describe, this is the wording of the Mishnah. It could very well be that what he decided to do was to write it, but then he changed his mind. In other words, right, as we've described numerous times, right, if you can try to resurrect the marriage, so by all means do so. And it could be that the marriage was teetering, and it got to the point in time where he was really seriously considering writing the get. In fact, not only was he considering, he actually did write the get, but then he opted not to deliver the get. So when you find the get, you don't know at what point in time we are in the process of the get, and it could very well be that he never delivered it. Ah. Now,
he gave it to Shlia,
then
the reasoning is not good.
Okay, fine. Wait. Hold it. All fair. Ha'amar tenu nosnim v'afil is mamaruba. Now, all we have over there in that Mishnah in Bamitzia is a one-line explanation, but that's really important because the Mishnah over there expresses our what seems to be our only concern, and that is that he wrote it but didn't deliver it. Ah. Now, what if we go over that hump? What if we ask him, hey, what did you do with that get? And he answered, and he said, what do you mean? I wrote it, and I delivered it. So from the Mishnah, the diuk in that Mishnah now would be, is that once we're past that point, so then we can assume that the get was meant and designed for the woman. So that means now that in that Mishnah, what would seem to be is that once we know that he wrote it and delivered it, and then it was lost, and then it was recovered, so then we can go ahead and we can give it to the woman. And let's keep going with that diuk, meaning assuming that we're all correct in our understanding of that Mishnah Bamitzia, doesn't matter whether it was lost for a short period of time, what our Mishnah describes as la'alter, or does not matter if it was lost for a lengthier period of time. Under any one of those circumstances, a lost and recovered get can be delivered to the woman. The only thing that you need to get over is, the only impasse would be, maybe the husband wrote it but decided not to give it. Once we go over to the husband and said, did you write and decide to give it? And his answer is yes. So then you can go ahead now, you can deliver it to the woman. Even if it was lost, and even if it was lost for a lengthy period of time. Okay, that is all the diuk that we're making in the Mishnah Bava Metzia. Now, granted, by the way, we're saying a lot in that Mishnah Bava Metzia. Maybe we're not right about all our diukim. And I'm just foreshadowing the Gemara upcoming. I'm planting seeds right now so that we get to see the Gemara up ahead. But right now, that's the thought process of the Gemara in its analysis of that Mishnah Bava Metzia. If we're right about all that, so then we take that Mishnah Bava Metzia and we put it side by side with our Mishnah here in Gittin. So we have a Mishnah here in Gittin on Chaf Zayin. We have a Mishnah Bava Metzia. So now what it seems like is that we have a stira between the two Mishnayos. Now, the stira is not ofana, it's not a blatant stira between the two. It just happens to be that once I make a diuk in that Mishnah Bava Metzia, so now the two Mishnayos are not in alignment. And so what we're going to try to do is create alignment between the two Mishnayos.
If the woman received the get, but then she loses it, is it possible?
It's a fair question, but right now I just want to focus on the process of the Gemara right now. Your question is excellent. It just happens to be that right now I just want to stay with the Gemara's point. Let's just stay with our Mishnah, the Mishnah Mamatziah, and the resolution, and then I'll come back and...
Well, in
a moment we're going to explain why we're not going to return it to her. Give me a moment. I'll try to explain that.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're the best. Okay, so let's. I'm a Rabba Lokashia. So what we're going to do now is answer number one. Answer number one is going to be Rabba. Rabba is going to try to create alignment now between the two Mishnayos, and that is Kamba Makam Shayaros Mitzuyos V'Kamba Makam Shena Shayaros Mitzuyos. Okay. So, number one, you have to take the following into consideration, and that is the number of people passing through in the area in which it was lost. And now what we're going to get clued into right now is, what are we worried about? Meaning, I've been holding off on this point. I'm going to say way too long. It's not true. I've only been talking for 10 minutes. So, it's not way too long. But I've been holding off on this point. What are we worried about? What is the concern? So, from Rabba's alignment between the two Mishnayos, it's clear that the concern is the following. The get was in transit to head towards the wife. It was lost for a moment of time. It was lost for more than a moment of time. And now what? And now it's recovered. Okay. So in other words, so pick it up and now continue delivering it. What's the issue? What's the concern? So the concern is that what the get that you've recovered is not the same get that you lost. Okay. Now, Let's go over what is the likelihood of that. It's really unlikely. Take into consideration the following, and that is that the get's personalized. The get's got his name on it, it's got her name on it. Not only that, it's got makomos, it's got locations. Where's he from? Where's she from? Not only that, it's got a date. There's a lot of personalized information.
Four variables.
There's a lot of personalized information in the get. Chances now of me losing the get, recovering it, oh, maybe it's some other get. Now, let's just play this through. And what if it's another get that happens to have all the same information? Now, I granted that that's unlikely, but if that were the case, I can't use it for the get because it's not lishma. Right. In other words, ultimately what comes down to is that there's a concern of failure of lishma. Lishma, as we've discussed now numerous times in our Masechta, that is a deal breaker. If the get is not written lishma, the get is simply not going to work. It must be written lishma. So if the recovery of the get happens to be another get with same names and same locations and same date, so then it's a failure of lishma and therefore it's not going to work. Now, pray tell. What's it called? Good. And Mitch points out over here another variable which I didn't even mention is the Edom. Okay, good. Mitch, excellent. The chances are really small. So what Rob is going to say is as follows: under normal circumstances, so you don't. This does not have to be a concern. However, Rob is going to tell you that if the stars align. I'm saying that b'derech mashal. So then you can be concerned. So Rabbi says the following: two factors need to take place to come into play. Then and only then are we going to be concerned. Number one, we just went through in the Gemara, makom shayaris mitzuyos, and that has to be that the loss of the get took place in a place of high population, heavy traffic. A lot of people are going through. So you found it in a street, but it doesn't have to be a street. It just has to be a place where there's heavy traffic. In a moment, we're going to talk about losing it in Beis Din. People are coming in and out of Beis Din all the time. Heavy traffic. So if I lost it in a place of heavy traffic, so now at least the chances are better. They're not great, but better that the get that's recovered is not the same get. But well, let's not stop there. And on top of that, also, there has to be where the get in which it's coming from, in other words, where the husband wrote the get, so he also has somebody else in town with the exact same name. Now remember, back in the day, they didn't have last names, so in other words, same name means same name, same father's name. Okay, so now, does the Gemara mean that we also happen to have the same wives' names as well? It's not clear from the Gemara, but I know what the Gemara is trying to do. Meaning, give me a scenario in which there really is a chance that the get that we recovered is a different get. So, according to Rabbah, you need two factors. Number one, heavy traffic. And number two, we know already that two people share the same name, at least the husbands. Okay. If you take those two factors together, and only with those two factors, then and only then do we have to be concerned. So, what comes out is as follows. Meaning, according to Rabbah, how do we create alignment between the two Mishnayos? We have a Mishnah in Gittin, we have a Mishnah Bat Metzia. Number one, Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin says, when you lose it for a period of time, that's it. The gets recovered, but undeliverable. That's our Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah Bat Metzia basically is like, sure, go ahead. As long as you know that the husband wrote it and intended to deliver it, once you're past that point of time, go ahead, deliver it. You lost and recovered it. Go ahead, deliver it. That's the Mishnah in Bat Metzia. So here's that. Now Rabbah's approach. It's very simple. The Mishnah in Bat Metzia really is describing the vast majority of cases where the get was lost and recovered. Meaning, most of the time you'll just simply say, hey, we recovered the get. Good. Is it the same get that we lost? Yes, most probably. It's got his name, it's got her name. Right? Mitch points out you have the Edim, you have the date. In other words, everything checks. All the personal information checks out. What are you worried about? The chances are that we recovered a different get with the same information? Unlikely. That's the Mishnah Bat Metzia, and that'll cover most of the occasions. And then what about here, our Mishnah in Gittin? Our Mishnah in Gittin is talking about an unusual circumstance, says Rabbah. And that is, it was lost in a place of heavy traffic, and you know that there were two people with the shared same name. Then and only then do we not go ahead and deliver the recovered get. So far, so good? Good. That's Rabba's approach. And we're just continuing now in the Gemara. So Kasha Darabba Darabba. So the Gemara says, and this approach of Rabba is consistent with Rabba. And what, meaning the Gemara is going to tell us a story. A get was lost and recovered in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. And in the get, here's what it wrote. Meaning we're just reading the lost get of the court of Rav Huna. Bishri Masa the Al Rachis Nahara. So in the city of Shaviri. Everyone knows that city, right? I don't, but don't matter. That is by the river Rechas. Now Rav Huna says, okay, I know this personalized information, but maybe I should be worried about that there are two cities by that name. And again, Rav Huna now is opening up the concern that maybe the get that was recovered is not the same get that was lost. So Rav Chista gives Rabba a tip. And that is, Rabba, you're the Posek Hador. They're going to ask you the Shaila. I'm just giving you a heads up. Meaning, I'm telling you right now, research this particular topic. Because the get was lost and recovered in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. So do me a small favor. You're going to, Rav Huna is going to go to you. I know what's going to happen. And he's going to ask you a Shaila. So you're going to have an opportunity to answer the Shaila. But I'm just giving you a heads up. So enough. And so what does he do? He turns to a Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah says that Maisa Bezin, that once you have a court order, any document that went through the court, so you return the item. So they, in other words, we're not concerned that anything that was done by the court has been forged, not carried over, not carried through. Okay, so call Maisa Bezin or Reza Yachzer. V'habina didina derav Huna. Fine. So in other words, what do I know? I know Rabba said very simply, return the recovered get. Okay, good. In other words, go ahead and give it to the woman. That was Rabba's psak. Now, the Gemara says, V'habi dina derav Huna demalkin shayar shayar smitsuyas dami v'kapashit. V'kapashit yachzir. Ama yuchzuk shenei yosef ben shumam b'yarachasin. V'ilo lo. And now, what we would love to do is find consistency in Rabba. Meaning, on one hand, Rabba said that if there's heavy traffic, you don't return it. Meanwhile, the Beis Din of Rav Huna is a place of heavy traffic, and Rabba said, return it. You know how to align Rabba? It's because, according to Rabba, the only time I don't return it is when there are two factors in play. One is heavy traffic, and two, that we knew already that there were two people by that same name. Then, and only then, with the two factors, do I not return it. Otherwise, you return it. So if it's just heavy traffic by itself, I lost it and recovered it in a place of heavy traffic. If that's the only factor, Rabba will tell you, return it. How do I know that? Maisa Shahaya. That's actually what happened. It was the Beis Din of Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Beis Din. There was heavy traffic going on over there, and yet Rabba said, return it. Okay, good. Avad Rabba Uvda Baugita Dishtakech Bekisna Bepumbadisa Kishmaite. Okay, so Rabba, there was another incident. Okay, so we know Rabba in his lifetime had a paskin the Shaila twice, at least twice. And that was, is that there was a get that was lost in Bekisna. Bekisna? Some sort of flax house. We'll explain that better in just a moment. And it was in the town of Pumbadisa, and Rabba said, go ahead, return it. Meaning again, because Rabba says the only time you don't return it, you recover to get, and the only time it's not delivered is when there are two factors. Now, okay, so the Gemara now, in terms of the flax house, has two versions of what exactly the details were. So version number one, says the Gemara, is that it was where the flax was soaked. Rashi describes over here that, you know, when they soaked the flax, they would do so in private homes. Okay, places of non-heavy traffic. So even though, meaning in version number one, even though we had two people with the same name, right? And we knew that already, but still, since the get was discovered in a place of non-heavy traffic, so you could go ahead and return it. Because again, according to Rabbi, you need two factors in order not to return it. Dishchichen Shayaris. Alternatively, the flax house that we're describing over here is the place where the flax is sold. So that is heavy traffic. But the reason Rabbi had no problem returning it is because you missed the other factor, meaning that we're talking about a get that was recovered where there was no chazaka that there were two people by the same name. Beautiful. Ad kan. Okay, so what we have done so far in the course of today's daf is we've put together side by side a Mishnah in Bat Metzia on Daf Yud Ches, a Mishnah in Gittin, today's daf, Gittin Chav Zayin. We put those two Mishnahs side by side. The Mishnahs seem to be at odds with one another, and we went over Rabbah's alignment of the two Mishnahs. And it comes out now that according to Rabbah, under most circumstances, you are going to be returning a recovered get. Get was lost even for not a short period of time, even for a long period of time. So Rabbah says you can return it. The only time that our Mishnah comes into play where I don't return the get is only when there are two factors. One is heavy traffic, and two, we know that there were two people with the same exact name. Rebbe Zera, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And we are continuing in the Gemara, Rebbe Zera, Ami Masisa, Abaisa Mashani. So what Rebbe Zera does is that he's going to do the same exercise that we just did, but Rebbe Zera, instead of looking at our Mishnah, he's going to be looking at a Braisa. And he's going to be putting side by side a Mishnah and a Braisa. So it's going to be a similar Gemara to that which we just did. Notable difference is that we're going to start with a Braisa, not with a Mishnah. Rebbe Zera and Rami Masis and a Braisa Mishani Tanana Miviget. Okay, so we'll start with our Mishnah. Good, we already know our Mishnah. Let's move on. Uriminu. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take our Mishnah and we're going to put it side by side with a Braisa. And the Braisa reads, Matzah Get Isha Bashuk. You find a get of a woman in the market. In other words, it was lost. Vizman Shabba Modem. So Yachzir Lisha. So we go to the husband saying, right, did you write the get? He's like, yep. Did you deliver it? Yep. Okay, great. Give it back to the woman. Eina ba modem lo yachzir. Now, when we go to the husband and say, did you write the get? And he says, no. And he denies it. So then the get becomes unreturnable. And unreturnable, lo lazer, v'lo lazer. Don't return it back to the husband. Don't return it back to the woman. Now, let's explain both of these. In other words, why are we not returning it neither to the husband nor to the woman? So, we're not going to give it over to the husband for the following reason. Rashi over here explains. Because the get is, aside from being an instrument of divorce, also it turns into somewhat of a receipt for the payment of the ksuva. Okay? We all know that the, I said receipt. I'm gonna edit myself in just a moment. When a man divorces a woman, so aside from the get being an instrument of divorce, on top of that also, it will be her proof that the ksuva has not yet been paid. Because what she'll be able to do is go into the courtroom at a later point in time and say, I would like my ksuva. Did you get paid or did you not get paid? Well, she holds up the get and she says, I got divorced. And the get will be an instrument not only for her divorce, but it also will be proof that she's yet to have received her ksuva. So the husband now, again, we're talking about a get that has been recovered. And we don't know its history. We don't know what happened with the get. If I were to go ahead and give the get back to the husband, so here's what he could do. The husband now could hold on to the get and say, oh, as far as our divorce is concerned, we're divorced. How do I know that? He'll trot out the Eidim Mesira, right? Remember, the get was given in front of two witnesses. Okay, and remember, according to Rav Elazar, the Eidim Mesira, that's what's creating the krisus. That's what's creating the divorce. Eidim Mesira will testify that they were there, present at the divorce, right? Could very well be that that's true. But because now the husband is going to be holding on to the get, the wife will have no avenue, no means of trying to prove her case that the ksuva has yet to be paid off. By him retaining the get, basically he'll be able to get out of paying his ksuva. That is why, explains Rashi, we're not going to be returning the recovered get to the husband. We're not going to be returning it to the wife because there's a chance that he hasn't exercised the get yet. He hasn't used the get yet. So it could very well be that she's not a divorced woman. And if now we recover the get, and again, we don't know the history of the get. If we recover the get and we hand it to the woman, so now what? She may use it to get remarried. And she's not divorced. Just because she's holding the get doesn't mean she was divorced. In order for the get to work, he has to be handing her the get. But we don't know that that happened. So in the case of a lost get, the Braisa tells us, and the husband does not agree that he wrote and delivered the get, so the Braisa tells us, do not return it. Not to the husband, not to the wife. Good.
Again,
right now it's a lost get now recovered. And we don't know its history. We don't know whether or not it was used, not used. We don't know anything. We don't know any of the history. So under those circumstances, what do we do with it? So the Braisa says exactly. Because of the two concerns that we just laid out, so you cannot return it, neither to the husband nor to the wife.
Unless he admits it.
If he admits that he wrote and sent it, so then you can go ahead and deliver it. Now, okay, now, it's going to be, now that we're here, the Mishnah and the Braisa, it's going to be almost same as above. Meaning what we're going to do now with the Braisa is we're going to make a Diyuk in the Braisa as we turn to the Amud Beis. And the Braisa now, the Diyuk in the Braisa, just like Alan said, perfect. In other words, from the Braisa, what I'm hearing is that if he admits that he wrote and sent it, so go ahead and give it to her. I was lost and recovered. Who cares? I was lost and recovered for a long period of time. Again, it's fine. And that goes against our Mishnah. A Mishaning, kan b'makom she'asharis metzurus, kan b'makom she'asharis metzurus. And what Rabbi Zera is going to do is what Rabbi did earlier in today's daf. Make a distinction between a case of heavy traffic versus non-heavy traffic. Now, when Rabbi Zera goes ahead and makes that distinction, is he also add the second factor of Rabba? I just asked a great question. I didn't ask a great question. I'm just setting us up for the next piece of Gemara. Now, one version has it that Rabbi Zera has also the two-factor answer, just like Rabba. It's not just heavy traffic, it's heavy traffic plus I knew that there were two people with the same name. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Zera only has a one-factor answer, not a two-factor answer. Okay, good. So basically what we did today so far this morning, it's very simple. It's like a really straightforward daf. We have a Mishnah in Gittin. We have a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. We put the two side by side. They don't seem aligned. And what we're trying to do in today's daf is create alignment between the two. Rabbah did exactly that. Rabbah said that the Mishnah here in Gittin is extraordinarily limited. I only don't return the get when it was lost in a place of heavy traffic. And we know that there were two people with that name. Then and only then I don't return it. Otherwise, my default position is going to be that Mishnah Bava Metzia, you return the lost get. Rabbi Zera does almost the same thing, but Rabbi Zera, instead of comparing a Mishnah to the Mishnah, he compares our Mishnah to a Braisa. And Rabbi Zera also produces maybe the same exact answer as Rabbah. Maybe he doesn't require two factors. Maybe only requires one factor of heavy traffic. That's been our daf in a nutshell. That's a nice, clear summary of today's daf. And then the Gemara is going to go over just a simple, small detail. Why did Rabbah spend his time comparing Mishnayos? Why did Rabbi Zera compare Mishnah to Braisa? Good. Bishlam the Rabbah lo amar k'Rabbi Zera namasis nalim alelak shuyei. Ela Rabbi Zera my time lo amar k'Rabbah. Gemara now wants to know. Look, according to Rabbah, it's better to compare Mishnayos to Mishnayos. Alim alei. Mishnayos are stronger, right? They're more authoritative. We've gone over this point so many times. Okay, today's daf is just a great illustration. Good. Why did Rabbi Zera, instead of comparing Mishnayos, compare a Mishnah to a Braisa? That's the Gemara's question. Amar lecha. Mikitani imamar tenu nosdim vafil zman meruba. Dilma imamar tenu nosdim. Ikidakayim alan la'altar. And what Rabbi Zera will tell you is that, look, if all I had was our Mishnah, sorry, if all I had was the Mishnah Bava Metzia, I would have told you, I'm not so sure if your deek is right, in that Mishnah, in Bava Metzia, it says that as long as the husband admits that he wrote it and sent it en route to his wife, so the deek in the Mishnah over there in Bava Metzia is you go ahead and return it. But we don't know how long it was lost for, and we're assuming even if it was lost for a long time. The Gemara challenges that. The Gemara basically says, maybe that's not right. Meaning, after I now know our Mishnah here in Gittin, maybe I'll tell you that the Mishnah of Matzia is only when it was lost for a short period of time. Okay, good. What we've now successfully done, we went through the Mishnah here, the Mishnah of Matzia, the Mishnah here, the Braisa, and we went over the approaches of Rabban and Rabbi Zera. For the remainder of today's daf, other Amoraim, other approaches. Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, we're on Chof Zayin Amud Beis, and we're about a quarter of the way down. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Kigon Tekamri Edim, Me'olam Lo Chasamnu Elam, Al Gerechad Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. Okay, so, as far as Rabbi Yirmiyah is concerned, when can I go ahead and return a recovered get? Only in the circumstance where we go and we do a small investigation, a short investigation. It's really not that much. We go over to the Eidim, we signed on the get, and we ask him, hey, can you tell me any information about the get that you signed or about any get that you signed? And the Eidim said, yeah, we signed on one get. So now, okay, forensically, we now pretty much have a clear picture, meaning the get was lost, and even if it was lost for a long period of time, we can go ahead and return it. Return it, but in other words, continue delivering it to the woman. Maybe it's another get. We question the Eidim. The Eidim told us they only signed on one get. Okay, good. And that would be the Mishnah Bar Metzia. El HaGet Echad Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. So Ihachi Ma'ala Meimra, so the Gemara says, really? Really? So in other words, so you're telling me that Mishnah Bar Metzia is only talking about a case where we questioned the Eidim, they told us that they only signed on that one get. Then what's happening over there is that Mishnah Bar Metzia, which seems to be making a huge point, is not making a huge point. In other words, only under those circumstances where I questioned the Eidim and they told me that this is the only get that they signed on, then and only then can I return the get, meaning that's not much of a chiddush. So my lamemer ma'udetem alechush dom ha'isra mishem shma kishma ve'edim ge'edim kamash malan. So the Gemara says, okay, as a havamina, I might have thought that, who knows, maybe not only was there a match of names, but maybe there was also a match of Edom as well. Again, unbelievably unlikely, but maybe it's a havamina, that would have been a thought. Okay, that's another way to resolve the Mishnah in Bar Metzia and our Mishnah here in Gittin. Rav Ashi Amar Kigon Tekamar Nekev Yeshbo Bitzad Oz Plonis Tehavalei Simon Muvak. Rav Ashi is going to be giving another answer. Again, the Mishnah in Bar Metzia and the Braisa as well, meaning Rav Ashi seems to be answering up for both. The Mishnah Bar Metzia and the Braisa both say that even if it was lost for a lengthy period of time, you can go ahead and return it. Rav Ashi will tell you, do you know why? Because there is a hole in the get. And not an indiscriminate hole, but a hole right by a letter. Okay. Again, the common practice nowadays is that when gets are delivered, so what they do is that they deliberately put a hole in the get in order to create a simon muvak, in order to create a very clear sign that this was the same get that was written. Okay. Good. I don't want to give away too many secrets, but already that's good. So over here, says Rav Ashi, we have what's called the Simon Muvak, meaning it is not an indiscriminate hole. It is a very deliberate and designed hole that was placed right by one of the letters. And obviously, information is sent in terms of which letter that hole was sent which letter the hole was placed right next to. Vidavka nekavos posin da havalei Simon Muvak. And it has to be this kind of hole. But if it's just an indiscriminate hole in the get, and the husband and or the wife say, hey, there was a hole in the get. So the misafkali simanim ida raisa ida rabbanan. Because generally speaking, we know that when it comes to more generic simanim, so is that going to be a dindar raisa that allows me to return it, or just a dindar rabbanan? As Rashi explains over here, look, when it comes to monetary law, i.e. you lost an item and I now want to return it to you, you have a simon in the item, but it's not a personalized simon. It's a generic simon. But still, you have a simon in the item. I can return it to you with that simon. Does that work from a Torah standpoint, or is that a rabbinic standpoint? Oddly enough, not oddly, but interestingly enough, don't matter. Why? Because Rashi over here explains. Because when it comes to monetary law, even if it's just a din derabanan, I can go ahead and return it to you. What do you mean? If simanim are not d'oraisa, how can I return it to you? The answer is very simple. Because it's monetary. And when it comes to monetary law, so the Chachamim can legislate monetary law. Right? You heard of something called prisbul. That's a predicate of hefker based in hefker. So Basin can go ahead and take monies and shuffle monies around. Okay? If this is the first time you're hearing it, I know it sounds a little bit strange, but in other words, if you've been in the daf long enough, you've heard it time and again. But over here, we're not talking about monetary law. We're talking about taking a married woman and allowing her to remarry. So this is Isser. This is not Mamonos. Therefore, if Simanim do not work on the Da'araisa level, so then you can't simply, if there's just a generic hole somewhere in the get, and they're both pointing to it, saying, hey, that's the get that was lost, and Simanim are not Da'araisa, it's only Da'rabanan, you can't return the get. That's why when Rav Ashi gives this answer of there was a hole in the get, it's not just an indiscriminate hole. It was a designed hole put right by a letter, a specific letter in the get. This is what's called a simon muvak. By a simon muvak, everyone agrees that's something that you can return. Rava bar barachana irkas legita be midrasha. Amar isiman isle begave, itviasena isle begave. Okay, the Gemara tells the following story. Rava barachana, so he lost a get, and he lost in the base medrash. They found it. So, Rabba says, and oh, by the way, Rabba Bar Chana was a shliach to send the get. So the get was on en route. It was in delivery. Upon losing the get, so he said, look, I have a simon demonstrating that it's the same get that was lost. Alternatively, I have what's called tvias ayin. Tvias ayin is simply, I recognize it. Okay? Right? We all have this. Right, consider any of your personal items. Right, your phone. Right, I find this to be rather remarkable. Right, in the school we collect phones and we return them, and everybody knows which one's their phone. They all look the same. Every one of the phones look the same to me. But obviously, when it's your phone, you know which one's your phone. So it's called Tvias Ayin. Okay, in a moment we're going to learn together that as far as halacha is concerned, Tvias Ayin can only be a way of claiming that it's yours, but only if you're Talmid Chacham. It's an interesting halacha, and that definitely requires more elaboration as to why that is. But anyway, so I either have a simon is an objective mark that indicates that it's mine, or it's via sign, I just simply recognize it. So I have both. So, isi man is libigave, it's via sign is libigave. Ajur and Ele, they return to him. Amar, lo yadani mishum si mani yahadra vikasavar, samanin daraisa mishum tvia sain, idafkal sorbe midrabanan, ava inish ba'amalo. And admittedly, he admits afterwards, look, I happen to have both a simon and I had tvias ayin. And I don't know why they returned it to me. It was either because of the simon, and they held that simonim were d'oraisa. Alternatively, it was tvias ayin, but they would only afford tvias ayin to be used by a talmid chacham, not by a non-talmid chacham. And he admits, I don't know why they returned it to me, which was the reason why they returned it to me. Okay. Imla apostle. Okay. And let's finish up today's daf. Let's get to the Mishnah. Why not? Imla apostle, however, if the get was not recovered immediately, but it was recovered after some time, we learned in our Mishnah, so then the get would be a apostle get. You can't return it. So, our Mishnah does not do an exceptionally good job of telling us what does that mean after some time. Okay, we have a brisa, a supplementary brisa to our Mishnah. It's going to tell us what is considered a long time, but I wish it were that simple. The Braisa gives us multiple viewpoints of what is a long time. The amount of time that it takes a caravan to park and to leave. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar Kedei Shehei Adam Omed V'Roshlo Avar Sham Adam. The amount of time that it would take for a person to see that nobody passed over in that area, with notable exception to the shliach. Not sure exactly what that duration of time is. Anyway, alternatively, another way to say over the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is that no one delayed over there. Rabbi Omer, kidei lichtov a get, the amount of time that it takes to write again. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, kidei lekroso, the amount of time to read again. Acherim Omer, kidei lekoso ulekroso, the amount of time to write and to read again. Afilu sham v'yesh bo simanim miidim alav. Now, even if the get was lost for a lengthy period of time, but there were simanim, so you can go ahead and you can report the simanim. Da'ami nekev yesh bo b'tzados pony. And over here, clearly, we're talking about a siman muvak. So the ein meiden al simani haguf the amrei aruch v'gutz, but you can't give generic descriptions of, you know, the get was rectangular in shape. Yesher koach, all getting are rectangular in shape. So matzah kasha bekis be'arniki v'tavas, and then the brisa goes on to describe that if the get was tied to a, let's call it a purse, or let's say it was tied to a ring. So, osha matzah ben kelav afilos mamru bakasher, or let's say it was found in some sort of personal item. So then you can assume that it was the same get that was lost. It ma Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha shlo sha adam sham. Rav Abba Bechana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel halacha shlo avar adam sham. Of the various opinions of what is considered zman meruba, which of those opinions do we follow? The Amorayim debate that very issue. Leima mar halacha kamar mar halacha kamar. Now, the Gemara over here is just bothered by a really technical question. When the Amoraim of Shmuel and Rabbi Bar Bachana, when they're saying over the halacha, instead of saying over the positions, why not just say over the names? So the Gemara says because the Braisa has been reported in different ways, assigning various opinions to different people. So that's why they reported the positions, not the people. And finally, Matzo Bechasifo Bedeluskama, if I find the get in a personal item, so then it would be a kasher get, even if it was lost for a long period of time. My chafisa amar rabba b'bachana chemes ketana, small jug, and my deluskama teliske desabe. Basically, yeah, right, I guess what you and I would call a fanny pack. Or something similar to that. Something like that. Okay, anyway, adkan, that takes us to the Mishnah. Okay, good. Today's daf, right, self-contained, super organized. The stira between the Mishnayos here and Gittin and the Mishnah Bamitzia, when a get is lost and recovered, and we know the get was en route and headed to the wife, and it was lost and recovered. So our Mishnah says even for a short period, only for a short period of time, is a recovered get allowed to be continued to be delivered. The Mishnah Bamitzia says even if it was lost for a long period of time, with a deek in the Mishnah, even for a long period of time, you can go ahead and recover it. And how to address the stira between the two Mishnayos? Half of today's daf is dedicated to Rabba's alignment of the Mishnayos. The Gemara also gave us Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira, who also did the same exercise, but instead of Mishnah versus Mishnah, he did Mishnah versus Braisa. And the Gemara went on to describe why he preferred that as a stira. Then we went through the answer of Rabbi Yirmiya, then we went through the answer of Ravashi. Okay, so four different ways of how to try to create resolution between the Mishnah here in Gittin and the Mishnah in Bamitzia. Adkan.